community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, we've actually got Stuart and Pete, and you're both from Stinky Dog Productions, isn't that right?
That certainly is.
So now I'm a complete layman. Be gentle with me.
Okay.
What do Stinky Dog Productions actually do?
When I moved back from university, there was nothing on music-wise.
Yeah.
So I set up a few gigs in the one of the local pubs.
Right, yeah.
And it's just sort of escalated from there. We started doing gigs in another pub and then another pub, down at the football club. We had gigs. We've even put gigs on in church.
Yeah.
In Billericay High Street.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just sort of escalated. The idea for the festival came 7 years ago.
So Stinky Dog has set up its own festival?
Yeah, essentially.
We Fantastic.
Sort of thought for charity, we'll do a big event, gets all the original local bands a stage.
And that's really what we're looking to promote, is original local artists.
That's really good, really, really good, because the local artists, they are struggling a little bit at the moment. Because
yeah.
It's, to be honest, I don't like this X Factor stuff that's on TV. It's not full of people that have walked the boards, to coin a phrase.
That's right. Yeah.
And you're talking about fellas that have walked the boards, they've worked the pubs.
Absolutely.
They've written their own songs. They've spent a lot of time in our old ethos, is that covers bands, that have got nothing against them, but they can walk into a pub and get however much money to play
someone else's songs.
A lot of other people's songs.
Yeah.
Whereas a band that's worked for 6 months to write their own songs is begging for petrol money when they £10 to get home. So
our ideal example on this is one of our joint headline acts at this year's thingamajig, Hormone, who are a fantastic band, and they're actually celebrating their 21st anniversary this year.
Really?
Being a band.
Oh, fantastic.
And they have just kept going and going and going, and it was only, I think, last year they got a slight bit of recognition. Thanks, Pete. And they actually got a write-up and a mention and a song on a free CD on a Big Cheese magazine.
Metal Hammer magazine.
See, 20 years is a huge achievement as a band.
Time.
Even the Beatles only had 5 years, you know?
Yeah.
From start to finish.
It's a long time.
That's
a long while.
It's
all the original members as well started out a long time and have had numerous albums out. It's just a great band, great set of guys, so...
So tell me about this festival. You've been doing it for 7 years, you say?
7 years, that's correct. To date, we've raised over £18,000 for charity.
Fantastic.
Charities.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
So where's the festival is this weekend, yeah?
Today.
Okay.
The New White Hart, Billericay High Street. It's an outdoor festival. We've got two main stages out the back, the big stage and the stinky stage, where we have constant music running on both those stages throughout the day, alternately.
Yeah.
Throughout the day.
So they alternate.
That's correct. So when one finishes, the other one starts.
That's really good, because we discussed earlier on, because that's the lull point, isn't it? When two bands have sort of like got a clash on stage, it takes one band 10 minutes to de-rig, and the next man another 10 minutes, quarter of an hour to put all this stuff in.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, it's grown from first year we did it. We had one stage out the back. Music went on till 6. Then we moved inside the pub. I think we were having a conversation with the landlord, and he said, maybe 100, 150 people. We got 600 people down that day.
Really?
We had to turn people away because licence-wise we couldn't fit everyone in.
Oh, my word.
So,
what a great position to be in, though.
Amazing, yeah. So from then, we made the decision to build two outdoor stages.
Yeah.
And keep it all outside and keep it going till 11 o'clock in the evening. So it's grown... ten times from what it was.
Yeah.
So this is taking place tomorrow at the White Hart in Billericay High Street.
Yep.
It's from, we said it's open from 12 o'clock
till
12 o'clock.
Doors open at midday, and the music starts at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And it'll run through till around 11, 12 o'clock.
Fantastic. So that's tomorrow. But I know you're doing a pre-gig tonight, aren't you?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. The pre-gig basically came about because we had to turn people away that first year, so we thought we'll put on a gig, we can get four more bands on to play, and then give people the opportunity that if they're definitely going to come, they can come up that night and get their wristbands for the next day. That was the whole purpose of it.
That sounds good to me, to be honest with you. You'll be doing the Sunday soon, you watch.
That's another
the next step
maybe.
so who have you got headlining on the Saturday?
On the Saturday, we've got Little Donkey and the Beetroots, who are headlining on the Stinky Acoustic Stage. we've got Hormone and Deferred Success who are headlining on the big stage.
And you've got other acts around them as well.
Yes, absolutely. They're the two the four headline acts over the two stages.
Brilliant. And what about tonight? Who's
Tonight we've got Delta Jack's headlining, sort of country bluegrass type band, but with a slight rockier edge.
Yeah.
With his feet stomping. My band's actually playing as well before then.
Yeah.
Called Origami Noise. And then we've got two of my friends from Hertfordshire called Fred and Al. That's their band name. It's basically their names. And a band called Muertos, who are new this year, actually. I haven't seen them, but it's a good friend of ours that's it's playing in it. So.
Can you buy tickets on your website? Bigstinkydog.co.uk?
No. we haven't got around to...
You let me go all through with that?
Yeah, we haven't sorted out that yet. So it's all cash on... Either tonight, which is a free entry gig,
okay,
that you can get them from behind the bar, or on the door tomorrow from 12 o'clock.
Okay, all right then. So I really do wish you all the best with this. Will you come back after the weekend and tell us how it all went and how much money you raised?
Yeah, that'd be excellent.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Go and have a look. Bigstinkydog.co.uk. That's the website. And get yourself down to the White Hart in Billericay High Street if you want to hear some of these boys play live on stage. Fellas, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.